Okay, everybody. Today is our Monday BBS Creation Lightship Healing Program. And the date today is April 25th, 2015. So we always start off clearing the date. Remember, the date can relate to you from the past. And that's kind of how you're sectioned off in the matrix. They control you from one day to the next. So the days are very important. Then you have the type of day. So today is Monday. And unless you're listening, you know, somewhere else and it happens to be, you know, the next day, which would be Tuesday. But typically where we are, it's Monday. And we'll clear the date for you to see if that energetic cording is getting you. So this is April 25th, 2016. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And let's think of a situation that you're dealing with. So here we go. You want to think of something naturally, a physical problem that you're dealing with. It only works with physical problems that I'm clearing from you. I'm not going to clear emotions or anything else, but I'll just clear something that's physical. Or it could be some pain energy. So here we go, releasing that one thing that you're looking at. Releasing that, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll energize the light beams on your, either your computer monitor or your TV screen, or both, whatever you have there. So here we go. Releasing the energies in your room as the light beams come in, because once they come in, then you're at peace, and they normally leave. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I guess we have a comment here to clear the moon day, which is Monday, so we'll clear the moon for you. And is the moon mooning you? Who knows, you know? So here we go. Releasing that energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll get rid of different aliens that could be inside of your physical body, listening, waiting to get released. They could be in your room right now. So count to 100. And if your body kind of shivers or shakes, or you're yawning a lot, or your eyes water, then that means sometimes the rooms will get cold even. That means that they're with you and they're leaving. So here we go. Otherwise, you don't want to be detected. So aliens going out of here, one-way bus ticket out. Never to return. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on out there in the BBS radio room with the earphones on and the microphone. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone, to Creation Lightship Healing. This is our Monday Station 1 BBS show. We are live for the next hour. Ron Ametron will be with us, and we'll be taking your questions and testimonials at Yahoo, and the address to send questions or testimonials is clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also access our fast chat feedback link if you'd like to send your question that way. You can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And while the show is live, there's a chat link at the top of the page, and you can access the chat feedback form there. And that's also the home base for all of the healings that we'll talk about on the show and all of the healings that you'll do if you should choose to come aboard the lightship and do some emotional and physical healings for yourself. So if you're brand new and just joining us, you can find the picture of the light being on the right-hand side of the webpage. There's two icons underneath the radio links. And you can also find out about all of the upcoming events and conference calls that Ron offers. We do 4 shows a week on BBS on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And the Saturday show is a sample of Live on the Lightship, which is where Ron takes us to source energy, the energy that created us. It's non-alien energy. And that is kind of a sample of what he does on the special 8-hour healing intensive calls. So if you've ever participated in those every month, it's 8 hours of source connection to the light beings where you receive healing sessions and water charging. And we just finished one yesterday. It was the last installment of the April set of calls. And if anybody would like to write in and share a testimonial of maybe how they experienced that. I know there was a lot of new types of work that was going on and a lot of different areas of the body that were being worked on yesterday. So if you were on that call and you'd like to share something and send it in, that would be great. And we'll, as usual, be taking your questions for the next hour. If you have any breakthroughs or maybe breakdowns that you've had on your healing journey, you can feel free to share those with us. And as always, we appreciate all the listeners and the questions that they share. So, Ron, somebody just emailed us and said that they are no longer seeing numbers anymore.
Well, that's very good. That's good. That's going to work on his letters then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful, and especially those vowels we've been talking about on the past couple shows.
Yep. Vowels, gotcha.
Yeah, and I wonder if this listener could just let us know what healings you were using. There are quite a few free ones that Ron gives us. And you can find those on the right side of creationlightship.com. And I wonder if they were using the alien keyword intercept or maybe something else to remove those numbers. So, yeah, all of these healings are designed to remove programs, barcodes, and bring you back into peace energy, heart energy, and out-of-mind energy. So let's see what kind of questions we have. And going into the email here. So somebody else said, really enjoying the new level of freedom and less affected by timelines. Old timelines falling away.
Yeah, that could be very possible, yes.
So, yeah, if you've been doing the clearings for a while and you probably are sensing a shift in your life and you're feeling that some new energy is coming onto these timelines, or maybe you're on an entirely different timeline yourself. So, Ron, we did also get an email about someone who came up with another list of keywords. They wanted to share this with us. And I know we've been kind of keeping a running tally of all these different keywords that people want to clear. And do you maybe want to talk about what keywords are and how they control us for a minute?
Yeah, the keywords are words that you normally say all the time yourself, and also words that are used to entrap you. I guess the main 7 words that would be very obvious would be the days of the week. So, like right now, you're on the Monday matrix timelines that are here on Mondays. And then Tuesdays come, and so you kind of may recognize that because most people kind of live for the weekend. So, if they start work on Monday, maybe they don't like going to work on Monday. Maybe they're a little more sluggish. And or maybe even hungover from the weekend or something, but there they can't wait for Friday to come, for that time to come at whatever it would be, you know, 9-to-5 job at 5 o'clock you're off, but then you live for the weekend. So Friday might be your day of freedom after you get off of work. or the other 5 days you're kind of slave to a job. Although you could love your job, so it may not even relate to you that way, but most people sort of look for the weekend to have some relaxation or really to do what they want to do. From there, you may even want to look for your summer vacation of maybe a week or two when you get that. And so you're saving your money for the summer, which you could be doing now. You're putting a little bit away each week from your paycheck so you can leave and be free and use your free will, free choice of what the aliens will let you use. And you're happy. And I'm sure that depression comes in maybe a few days for that last weekend that you're out there. And you go, oh, no, I got to drive home and I got to work on Monday. And so that's sort of the way it works. So remember, these days of the week hold you into timelines of that particular day. And like I say, we always have people look for each day or the date of the month. You can Google that. So you may want to Google what happened on April 25th throughout the world here to get a better idea of how that's going to affect you today. The day typically is almost over for most people. You may even want to do April 26th, which is how that's going to be affecting you tomorrow, because you're on Tuesday, April 26th timeline. So whatever happened to you in the past or to people here, that will be recycled with that energy. So keywords are what you use all the time. Naturally, we use the word time a lot on our program, talking about timelines. And, you know, we have to start on time and end on time. And so time is one of those words that you have a really hard time not talking about time. So could be one also, and so could other things. And then you have the negative words out there that you may not get something or you don't understand what's happening. Do you have any ideas for that one, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I mean, we do have a couple words that somebody sent in, and they were like words like unbelievable, can't believe it, really, you're kidding. What's that? Say it again. I don't get it. And what a joke. So these are all like phrases.
Yeah, so those are all the negative ones that maybe the timeline that somebody's talking about doesn't exist for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense. So let's just say that you happen to go to an Indian casino, typically, unless you live in Las Vegas or something. But you go to one of those places and you're going there to spend your $20 on a slot machine or something. As you approach the door, the person comes up jumping up and down, they're really happy, and you ask them how come they're so happy. They go, well, I just won $100 or $1,000 or whatever, you know. What's your first thing out of your mouth? Really?
Yeah.
Right? How did you do that? What were you?
Or oh my God.
My God, right? Yeah. So right away the person leaves and you're all full of joy until you go in and you lose your $20. And then you're probably angry at that person for winning, so right away you're doing a psychic attack on them. And in theory, they took your $20. So that's the whole thing is you know, what timeline are you on and what timeline is somebody else on? So all these words are sort of like the timeline of self-destruction or something, in a sense, depression timeline, because you have never really experienced what somebody's talking about or telling you. So you want to get off of those timelines. You know, I can't believe it, you know, or you're kidding. And I will kind of relate to that because you don't understand it or you've never seen that reality yourself happening to you. Of course you would feel skeptical. And maybe after that, remember, you have the depression of losing your $20
or maybe even more, you know, if you go there once a week or something. And so anyway, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's, wow, that I can't, you know, so many things came to mind. It's like when you're a co-host, you try to just hang on to all of these thoughts because you want to share so much with the listeners. And there's that phrase, too, the house always wins. So you might even want to clear that, too. I don't know if you're a gambler, but, yeah, very interesting. And these keywords keep us on these negative timelines, and it's great if you can clear them, and you can use the alien keyword intercept for that. So,
in fact, yeah, you know, if you're going to the gambling thing, you know, how many times you say I won?
Yeah, hardly ever.
I lost, you know?
Yeah.
So you can never get onto that winning timeline if your reality is that you're, I guess it'd be you're a loser, you know, because you lost. That could be a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So either you're a winner or you're a loser. And you're probably more of the loser for losing things. It would be the other, you know, like I said, you know, watching people come out of the casinos, how many people are jumping up and down leaving. They're all kind of looking with their head down. Unless they plan to lose the money, then they could be really happy, you know. They had to get rid of it, but I don't think that's most people's reality. Well, anyway.
Yeah, and also, Ron, you mentioned depression, and I did get an email from a listener about depression. And last Monday, you were clearing some depression barcodes on the Monday show, and you had wanted a word that comes with depression or causes it. And this listener wrote, I had realized that depression was emotions not released, depressed, in the cells, trapped, until the whole lifetime emotional clearing with creation lightship, or slow release layer by layer, the slow way, which could take forever, until the online 24-hour access. So it sounds like the maybe you could even type the word depression into the, if you have the unlimited whole lifetime emotional clearing, or maybe just clear the word like D-E and then P-R-E-S-S as separate phrases in the keyword intercept. And then they wrote, it is hard to even figure out the emotions. Emotions equals energy in motion or not in motion, needing to be in motion, let go. So it sounds like depression is like almost like this person is saying the depression is suppressed energy or emotions. There's a lot of like S's in there.
Oh, get rid of the S's.
Yeah. And I know sometimes, like, when you are depressed, you do feel like something is pressing physically on you. So you could be experiencing physical symptoms of emotional, maybe you're in some kind of a device that's actually, like, pressing you, like a sandwich press or something. I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of energetic, you know, panini press or something there. It's kind of scary.
Or like a push. Hey, father.
Yeah, we're like a press sandwich there.
Yeah. Making me into wine.
Yeah. But, you know, I also wanted to say, Ron, did you want to go ahead?
Yeah, it's one of those wine presses with the grapes. They turn the thing and they...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Oh, are you whining, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, what should we do today, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, maybe we could do a clearing for everybody for like a physical, like a, I don't know, I keep thinking of like if you're talking about going back to work and if you are doing like a job where you have to sit at a computer for a long time or you have to, you know, work in a factory or something, you're probably going to have some sort of like repetitive physical stuff, so maybe we could do like a clearing for everybody's back, because I feel like everyone's like a hunching over or something, you know.
Okay, so yeah, another way of looking at that, if you're getting off a lot of those timelines, then your body may not know how to adapt itself to know what is the correct posture. So you don't know that you're freed up yet. So let's do one like a hunchback. So let's work on your back energies right now and just see if you maybe stand a little more erect or sit up straighter. Here we go. One, taking away this heavy load off of you from being compressed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. Okay, we'll just see how that helps you. So, if all this stuff has meaning to it with the different words. So, back to you.
Yeah, and it seems like keywords are coming up a lot, and that's great that you did that clearing, and everybody, I felt a big release. If you felt anything during that, please write us and let us know. And if you maybe had some positive or, you know, release there, maybe your bones cracked or you were able to stand up or sit up a little straighter or you had less back pain, let us know via the fast chat or at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And, Ron, before you were talking about the weekend and the timelines of, you know, the keywords of the days of the week and the, you know, I mean, if you're doing creation lightship healings, you probably feel very much at peace, and Monday doesn't really mean anything to you or the weekend. It's, you're sort of always at peace. But there was a song that it made me think of. I don't know if you know it, but it's that song, Everybody's Working for the Weekend.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one, yes.
Yeah, and if you look at the lyrics to that, it starts out like this: everyone's watching to see what you will do. Everyone's looking at you. Oh, everyone's wondering, will you come out tonight? Everyone's trying to get it right.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so maybe the weekend is the time for lots of abductions, too, if you're on those timelines.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, so if you're interested, go check out those lyrics, and maybe there's some keywords in there that relate to you, and you can clear them. So actually, someone just sent us a bunch of new keywords, and they said, after many keyword intercept junkie binges of finding many new keywords, I have finally let go of this mission. Ha, 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 just kidding. There will probably be more. And they sent you know, a whole bunch of different words like in a minute, get your act together, look at me, it is what it is, you've been chosen, you're special, you know, all these different get a life. Life's a joke. So, yeah, you can really kind of have some fun with this. And, wow, they really did their homework. There's tons of things that they've been working on and clearing. So that's great. Okay, so I guess we should move on to some more listener questions here. And somebody wrote that I have been trying to move for a long time. First, I didn't have money. Now I do, and I'm ready to move. Now there aren't any houses available for rent. How am I being held where I am? I feel like I am being prevented from leaving by something that wants me imprisoned where I currently live. Any thoughts? Thanks very much.
You know, we sort of answered something similar to that on one of the shows. Typically, it might be the Earth grid line by the aliens connecting you there so you can't leave. Maybe somebody did a spell on you, so you can't leave out of that location. Have you released your house? You know, the house that you live in might be energetically corded to you, or you're courting the house. Or maybe, maybe you have your house for sale, and you want the ideal person to come to it who meets your qualifications to buy your house. So all these can hold you, hold you as a slave to where you're living. So you just need to get into neutral with it and pull your energy out of your house. You know, if you haven't pulled your energy out of your house and you're trying to sell it, maybe people don't like your energy. They're not going to like your house. So anyway, that's one way to look at it. So, eliminate your energy from the house, get off the alien Earth grid line, and do the psychic billboard, and put in there that, where you are now is you're stuck where you are, basically. And after that, put down that you have a new place to live. Now, is that new place going to be a nice place? Well, that's your decision now. So now you're free to choose, because you may get opportunities offered you that you don't like. So you don't have to take the first one. Just keep on with it. So back to you.
Yeah, and also I wanted to mention that this topic, I think it was also discussed on the Saturday Night Show. So if you, I think that the listener had a question about the topic of moving. So you can also check out that archive from last Saturday. All of the archives are available on bbsradio.com, and you can find the link to that on BBS as well as creationlightship.com under the radio shows. And just go back, and it seems like a lot of people are having similar topics here with the questions. So.
And you could have, in the unseen reality, maybe where you're living, there was a, before you moved in, okay, or maybe this could happen to you by having an animal or pet that no longer is living. So let's just make it a little more out of the box here. So let's just say that you moved in, lived there for 5 years, and it was a dog that lived in the house or a cat, maybe, 10 years ago. So, you moved in and that animal likes you. It's still in spirit form walking around. And it doesn't want you to leave. It's afraid of a new owner coming. And this is their house. And so, you can look at it that way. And maybe they're holding you there. So, you never know, they could possibly... you probably have all went into a place and all of a sudden you smell something strange that wasn't there before. Very possibly the animal could be doing something to somebody who's looking at the location where you're living, maybe. I'm talking about, if it's for sale, right? So the animal is making some kind of smell that most people kind of get, they don't like, or maybe they don't feel comfortable because the dog is barking at them in the spirit realm, right? And they go, I don't like this place. This room kind of feels awful, and I don't want to live in here. Not knowing that it could be cleared, but that could be a possibility, too. So those dead animals could be holding you there because they like you. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's true. It could be an animal spirit or even like an animal that was buried there. In the backyard, maybe the kids that lived there had a pet that died, and they have the pet's body there. So all these things are contributing factors to the energy of the place. And, that's a great way of looking at it. I remember once a long time ago on one of the shows, you actually took a look for somebody, and I think there was like a giant, whale in their house, and you, helped it leave.
Yeah. And maybe even a person died there.
Mm-hmm.
And they like you. They don't want to have a daughter.
They really like you.
They really like you, yeah. So they don't want you to leave.
Yeah, maybe they like your style, your decorating style.
Yep.
So these are all such great suggestions and great ways of looking at it. So if it is that an animal or a person's entity, would you recommend a space clearing, or what's the best way to deal with that?
A space clearing could help. You know, find out first how you're corded to your location,
mm-hmm.
and what entities are there. So, you know, it's all different ways to look at it. You know, is your energy preventing you from leaving? Maybe for some reason, maybe you absentmindedly maybe put a couple $100 underneath your carpet or something, which you forgot about, but your body knows that you have $200 there someplace, you know, and your body doesn't want to leave because you haven't dug up the $200 yet or something. You know, that's a possibility. But all these things could help. You know, you do the space clearing, pull your energy back, and then, you know, find out why from there, why you're still stuck there. So you do have to do some work. And one clearing is not probably going to help you. You need to start looking at it. You know, if it means a lot to you to move, relocate, then start looking at why you're there, you know, and ask your friend. But maybe you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something that was with you, and they're no longer with you, and for you it's bad memories of being there, and you want to move on, go someplace else. And maybe that other person is going, you know, I really hated that place because I never liked it since, you know, you got this. So now they're doing psychic attacks on you, hoping that you never leave there because it was an awful place for them. They want you to suffer, you know. So, you know, there's all different ways, and, you know, things can happen. So anyway, you just need to look at it and just start doing clearings and find out, you know, where you are with it. Each time you do a clearing, then you have a little more clarity of what you need to do next. Because there may be a whole slew of things. And what it amounts to, basically, is you're in a program preventing you from leaving. That's the bottom line of the whole thing. And what program or how many programs are there? Maybe you signed an agreement when you got into your location. Maybe you're just renting it. I think the person was trying to sell it, or maybe not. But maybe in your rental agreement there was something in there that you didn't read, and now you have a contract to be there, and you're somehow not following the contract completely, so you're tied up with an invisible energy from a contract. So anyway, it's up to you to kind of weed your way through this here, do some clearings and see what comes up. Basically, you are controlled by that energy, and all controlling energies are programs. So what alien program or programs are you aligned with preventing you from having your freedom? So you're a slave to your location. So back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Ron, and that's such a great way of looking at it. And that's what I find so interesting about the shows and the lightship and everything is that there are so many different ways of looking at a situation, and there are so many clearings online that can help you with that situation. It all depends on, like Ron said, where your emotional attachments are, what is going on with your whatever programs you're aligned with. So, and, you know, the more you do, the more you can do, because it's like kind of like a, you know, I say this all the time, but like peeling back the layers of an onion, you just keep going with it. And we've already heard so much about that, especially I wanted to mention on the Friday show, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, catch the archive, because Ron makes a lot of announcements and talks about a new alien group that's now in charge of the Earth, and it's kind of like an out with the old, in with the new. And a lot of people have mentioned that they are feeling more peaceful, feeling free and energetic since the Friday show, and they've also been doing the Help the Enslaved Aliens Leave the Earth clearing, which is actually a YouTube link, And you can play that, if you have like a smartphone or a tablet, you can play that in public places. And it really changes the energy of the room. And it helps a lot of aliens who want to leave get out of here. And it kind of helps everybody else feel better. So if anybody's been doing that and you want to send in maybe a testimonial, or if you've seen any results using that clearing, it's a kind of an amazing thing that we can do. And Ron, when you do play that, I mean, I think that there's quite big numbers of aliens that leave. Is that correct?
Yeah, typically yes. Especially if you have it on your like on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a shopping mall or something, and you sit at one of the food courts and just, you know, hang out for a little bit and have a plane. You actually watch the people around you probably physically change. And because the aliens are leaving their bodies, or they're, you know, connected to that person, you know. Remember, they're probably seeing just like you are, but you can't see them. And so you may have a female alien. In fact, I think most people, this is interesting, most people assume that the aliens are male, okay? But, you know, what if you had a female alien with you, and, you know, you walk into the shopping mall's front door, and they're all waiting there, right, outside, on the sidewalk, you know? And I go, oh, oh, here she comes, and what is she thinking? And they go, oh, they're reading your mind, and they go, oh, she wants to buy a dress or a skirt or something. And all the women aliens go, whippy, let's go shopping. Now they're in there shopping with you, and you may even buy something that you never thought you'd ever buy, but they liked it. They're controlling your body, and they're trying on the dresses and the clothes just like you are, because they're in your body, and you might check your eyes out during that process. If you do that, get a little mirror. They probably have one of the in the dressing rooms, I would think, and just see if your eyes are changing, you know? But remember, they're having a blast, too. They get it for free. You got to buy it. It's simple. You know, it's going a little out of the box again, too. But, you know, they're having a great time spending your money for you. So back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, Ron. And it kind of explains those impulse shoe purchases at the mall, you know. So play the help enslaved aliens leave Earth, and you probably won't end up spending money unintentionally the next time you go shopping. So, and also, yeah, listen to that Friday show if you have a chance. And somebody else wrote that they're loving that comment about the energetic Panini press. Super funny yet true. Yep, it's kind of crazy when you stop to think about it. So the best thing to do is to get into your heart center by doing the mind-to-heart drop and out of your head. And you can do that, if you just say that out loud, Ron will do it at the end of the show, you can use that simple tool as many times a day as you need to in order to stay peaceful and stay heart-centered. It's a great way to do that. So I also just wanted to mention a couple of quick announcements here, that this weekend, the 29th through the 1st of May in San Mateo, California, which is right outside of San Francisco, is the New Living Expo. And Tuesday, tomorrow, is the last day to email your photo to Ron. If you can't go and you'd like to be absentee, your photo will be placed in the light infusion chamber at the expo. And that you can send that picture along with a $100 PayPal donation. And you can find Ron's contact info email on the creationlightship.com website. So if you're not going to the expo and you would still like to experience that healing that's the cost, and the deadline for that is tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Hope everybody's planning on going. And also, just wanted to announce that the tentative date of May 7th is a possible conference call to remove invisible, leaky hydraulic hoses, Android body parts that have been installed in past lives, and also that would explain why some people are faster in movements as they have extra hardware. So this sounds kind of like a specialty call. It's maybe not dissimilar from the pin calls that were so popular, pin removals that Ron was doing this past month. And so pencil in the tentative date of May 7th, Saturday, for a possible conference call to remove that. So somebody's asking, hi, Ron, does the enslaved aliens clearing release the new alien race?
The new alien race, to my knowledge, are the ones that are, I'll say races, okay? So the new races that have a planet Earth jurisdiction, I don't see them living here as yet. So I think they're working with extricating the ones that are here, along with when they leave, maybe they're trying to also help to release the timelines that these races have put you on. So if you're feeling a little, I won't say dizzy, but you just seem like nothing is going on exactly the way you thought it would be. You know, your routine has changed slightly. What used to work all the time for you a couple weeks ago no longer is working. It's because those timelines that you were abducted onto may not be working to the full extent. So if you do feel like you lost some of your drive or ambition or something, it could be because the timelines that you used to be held captive on may be slowly being released. So for the future, that's good. But remember, you still have all this stuff inside of you bringing forth all the old timelines. And so you're looking at stuff that's done more in the moment here where they're taking you on these timelines, but your past is full of them. And they could also be connecting you to those timelines remotely from the Beyondo. So if you're not home free yet, it would be nice to say that, yeah, it'll be great tomorrow. New alien races that are here are going to be bringing in their advanced technologies and coming down and shaking your hand. Well, I don't see that happening. So just know that this is a process, and we're seeing what they are choosing. I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to do to us. And so we're in a sense kind of in negotiations here as to what they cannot do to humans. They're not going to eat humans because they don't eat humans. So right away, you know, you don't have to worry about having, being on a buffet table. They don't do that. So that's one good thing. But, they can't correct what was done to you from the past. And if you're still thinking about the past, then you're going to be on those timelines because all they're doing is taking away stuff that's happening to you right now and possibly in the future. But your past is still going to haunt you. That's why you have to clean out your energetics, your, different invisible energetic bodies. Because they can still get you from the get-go a long time ago. So I guess back to you.
Yeah, Ron, and that would stand to reason. If you've been feeling maybe a little confused or like the timelines are not exactly where you think they should be, or you're confused about doing timeline crashes or anything like that, that could be the reason why you're experiencing that, correct? Because of all this kind of like this cosmic deck of cards is being shuffled right now.
Yes, I would say that would be correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, because we did get a question, and someone was asking if you could please explain the various timelines and how to do them. I'm confused about what is what now. I've been doing a lot of timeline crashes, but I'm wondering if they are effective. And have you considered changing the timeline? Have you considered changing the timeline crash clearing to include all the different ones? And I guess they're talking about maybe the upside down timelines.
No, at this moment I have not. No.
Okay.
That's at least I can talk about what you need to do, but as far as physically changing something on the website to put that in place, no. That's at least of my concerns right now. That's why we talk about here and tell you what to do.
Okay, great. Okay, and the person who wrote in earlier about that they're not seeing the numbers anymore, they wrote that, I think I've just been a lot more at peace recently. After using the light being image for peace 24/7 and pretty much just staying peaceful. So that's very interesting. So it sounds like they're probably doing the mind to heart drop and staying pretty neutral. So that's interesting. When you're not in an emotional state, you kind of stop seeing these programs and keywords possibly. So if that works for numbers, I wonder if it would work for keywords.
If the keywords will get changed into the natal, those go both directions. So that's actually probably a more effective clearing, the natal barcode clearing, to put the keywords in there.
Yeah, Ron's talking about the natal barcode removal, and that clearing is, I think if you just type in the word natal under the search for healing, you'll find that, and it's the natal barcode removal. And it says that this special lightship natal barcode removal disconnects the alien dark side energetic controlling transmissions relating to names, date of birth, and time and place of birth from you in this lifetime. This includes many unseen and unknown influences affecting your life. And also, I wanted to add that if you are doing timeline crashes, you can just write in after your name upside down and tangent timelines. So if you are worried about not timeline crashing upside down and tangent timelines, just write those words after your name in the timeline crash, and hopefully that will help. Okay. So this is kind of interesting. So someone wrote in a testimonial, Ron, and they said, I ran the whole life unlimited fear clearing on myself and my boyfriend. Since then, he asked me to marry him.
Oh. Boy. Okay. I just kind of joking me thinking, and what if you're now in fear?
I wonder.
What's fear, but I don't know. What's on your board? You know, maybe you don't want to get married. You know, I'm going to that route here, you know, so. So what's on your psychic billboard? You know, you never want to be lonely? Well, maybe he's reading that or she's reading that, you know. It depends what sex, you know, we could work with other people too now. So what's on your psychic billboard, you know? I want somebody to take care of me. So, yeah, that question could get popped to you, you know. But then you're in a contract with them. You want to be in a contract. You're owned by the state that you do the contract in. So, you want to be owned more. So, back to you.
Yeah, and also, I think that's one way of looking at it for sure. And also, I think when people do the whole lifetime fear clearing, there's this sort of intense kind of sense of self-empowerment that comes with that. So it's interesting that this person ran this clearing for herself and her partner, and then it ended up the partner, took the steps, and I guess maybe that had something to do with maybe his fear of commitment, or maybe a fear of entering into that contract. But that is interesting. I wonder what the progression will be. That's a very powerful clearing. The whole lifetime fear clearing, and it's one of the best clearings that is available. It really does kind of, if you're like, you're doing things and you're doing clearings and you haven't really gotten to the point where you want to, that one really, I think, is kind of like takes you up to the next level. If you're kind of on a plateau, because there's so much of our lives that is motivated by fear, and we don't even know it. So if you do that clearing, it can be extremely life-changing and self-empowering for not only you, but whoever you do it for. So be careful. So someone else.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Self-empowerment clearing may also be good for that, too, because, looking at it, maybe just one issue got cleared, but is the other issues cleared relating to the being self-empowered? I guess where I'm going is that the fear that's taken away from the boyfriend, probably maybe afraid to probably didn't want to really ask you to be married to him.
Yeah, or like a fear of rejection, maybe.
Yeah, so the fear got away, but is the person still self-empowered? Or are they trying to use you, in a sense? You may want to do the self-empowerment clearing.
Yeah, that would be a great follow-up.
Yeah. I don't want to sound negative for this year, but I'm just looking at another way of looking at it so that you can both become self-empowered. And maybe that might help you out, as maybe they didn't really want to ask you to be married or to get married with them. Maybe they needed to have a little more clarity, but they found that was the easiest way out, you know. Anyway, I'll kind of look at attachments here, courting and attachment. That's what I'm talking about, and taking away your own self-empowerment. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron, and it's a great way of looking at the process. And I often wonder sometimes, are these contracts even really necessary anymore? Because a lot of what we talk about here on the show is that, you know, all of the contracts that you have with the aliens are null and void when you start doing the clearings. Let's go of those contracts and those bindings and those enslavements that are put on you.
And the shackles.
The shackles, yeah. So, that's definitely one way of looking at it. And, you just want to continue to be in the now and stay self-empowered. So I thought we might have time for one more question, but I think we are actually coming to the end of the show. I can't believe it.
Hey, it was a quick one. Maybe we can do it if we do it like in a minute or two here.
Well, okay. Someone was asking if it's okay to run three timeline windows at the same time, one plane, one upside down, and one tangent, all with the same subject.
That would probably be okay.
Okay, great.
Definitely check your body. Energy, and you may even want to do one If you're doing the timeline crashing for an issue, and we'll just use the word fear, then you may also want to, if you've had your whole lifetime unlimited fear clearing. So you, if you did the whole lifetime fear, then you got the unlimited fear, and you're clearing a timeline that deals with fear or something related that we have a whole lifetime clearing on, you can run that one along with it too. That one's only going to last about 20 seconds. But, yeah, you can't do that for related things. Now, is it going to harm you by doing it? That could be the question. Well, I don't know how your body is. Normally, the timeline crashes are not going to give you any problems. Other clearings could if you do too many of them because your body has to integrate. So the timeline crashes bring back your physical body and your spirit from those timelines of abductions. So you're doing a clearing to bring yourself back here. And that's, and then if you don't get all the way back, then the space-time crash does that for you. So you could run the space-time one with it also. And you may also want to even do, you know, the spirit integration continuously on that clearing. But, you know, do it and just see how your body is responding. And just because you did it once or twice with a certain issue doesn't mean that your body's going to behave the same way. Because, you know, it could be a lot of energy coming to you, and that may even make you tired. So you have to ask your body what's going to work for it. But if you feel tired, then, you know, stop doing the other clearings and just do the one. Anyway, let's do the find a heart drop here. We can do this together. So I'm going to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them down to my heart. And here we go. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. So, blessings. Do the mind of heart drop as many times as you can a day. And if you start losing track of time, you get a day planner. More of the moment, and you'd be at peace. So, this brings you peace instantly. 20 seconds, you're in peace. Hey, everybody, thank you. All the ladies behind the scenes, BBS, and naturally thanking the listeners for listening. So, see you later. Bye, everyone.